Pasha Shmois, it says that Klal Yisrael was the Vayonchu is the expression of Tzar and Avoida, that they groaned. Vayizoku, there was part of the Shprochu, Vatal Shavosim Olekim and Avoida. So, Lechur, it seems as if there's two halves to the there's two things. There's Vayiz Aku, Vatal Shavosam. Who should have said Vatal Zakosam El Alekim? I mean, Zak and Shava are two, and Shua are two different Lashinas of Tefillah. And if it's Vayiz Aku, it should say Vatal Zakosam Alekim. The Goyen says in Chavakuk, in the spiritual Chavakuk, the Goyen says that the difference between Zaka and Shua is that Zaka is in the tsar of when a person is in a situation of tsar, that's zaka, because it's like a scream. And shua is before, when a person sees an approaching tsara, that's called shavasam. So certainly the order should be opposite. Now, shua always comes before zaka. Lifnei al kol tsar shaloi tova, kol tsar shaloi tova is shava, and zaka is on a tsar. So the reversal of the pasuk, and also ki'ilu that vayizakum ven vatal shavosam. The mitzias of the reason for going down to Mitzrayim is one of the nyanim that I've spoken about a lot. If anybody wants to look in the Siach Yitzchok in the Zakdama, on the Agoda has five different days in the Rishonim and Shitas and so on and so forth. Why it is that Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim? Lechur, it wasn't an Einish, it was Nigzah way before there would be a Klal Yisrael. It was part of Brisbane Absurim. One of the Nyanah that it brings down B'Shem HaMekubalim, I think the Shalos says it, and others much earlier also, I mean, Arizal says it and so on. The Tam is, the Lashon is to be Malan et Tzoytzois from Mitzrayim. In other words, to take out all of the missing in Mitzrayim. There was all sorts of neshamas, bits and pieces of things that are good, important, however you want to describe it. And Klal Yisrael's job was to go down and to pick it up. It's madna, because Mele, Klal Yisrael would have come down to Artam. Klal Yisrael comes down to Mitzrayim as an Am Choshev and Toiv and so on and so forth. So then you can understand the mitzias of attracting the whatever the Kudus Ektusha was in Mitzrayim. If they come down, it's like you reach out to somebody. So you reach out to somebody with your chashivsta face that you have. I mean, here they came out to Mitzrayim as a umesh feila, and true, at the very, very end, they came out with rechush gadol. But first of all, that they should have gone down with chashivas and to pick up. They shouldn't have lived only in Goshen and so on. Secondly, they why did they have to live there 210 years with Shibud, Mitzar, Mitzar? All the Inyanim that come with it don't seem to contribute it in any sense. Mela, according to those Rishonim that explain it as a tziruf, to weed out from Klal Yisrael the hardier parts and the weaker parts. So fine, so that the 210 years was a testing ground for all of it. But if you're talking about the mitzias of the if you're talking about getting Gerim and whatever, Neshamas and Tzoytzes, whatever it is, the whole part of being there in Golos and in Abdus and in Inu and all that doesn't seem to be productive in any way. In Bemis, it's a Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim that the Higla HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yisrael ben Umos Elo Lahavis Len Gerim. That the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sent Klaus onto Golos is to bring back Gerim. And in that sense, Mitzrayim, being the prototype of Golos, certainly is like that. Because by extension, the Sahakal, that time of the Mekubalim, is in the Gemara. But in the Gemara also, when Klal Yisrael goes into the Golos, most of the time it's not with their Panim Yafis. It's not with their with the Chshivas of Klal Yisrael. Melov and Klal Yisrael's Kitikunoi, and Venorlov Goyim Rabim, and it's a Teferes, and it's a Kavod, people are on his Rabbi. But Bederkal Golos comes together with a lot of tzar, tzar, shibud, bizoyan, hard to understand how that surah would attract those nitzotzes or whatever it is that needs to be attracted. The another har in the psukim here, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sort of giving him, Moshe told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi anoichi ke'elech el parav chaitzis meis v'mitzrayim. So he said, Vayomer ki'eh ya'imoch v'zelecho ha'ois ke'anoich shlachticho v'yitziach ha'sami mitzrayim tavas l'kimar hazeh. So he told him, if you're not so sure if you're the right person, I'll bring you a ride at the right person, because when you take a Klal Yisrael, you will bring them to Har Sinai, and they'll be over Kashbar Har Sinai. So Rishonim explained the Kesher. The Kesher of Pasuk Kipshutai is strange, because he's asking him now. He wants to know, how do I know? I don't think I'm worthy of it. Here's a sign of it, that you're worthy for this or that. But he's telling him because in the end you'll be successful. But Hogufa, he wants to know how to start. I mean, Rashi explains, Rashi's Masbir, with a lot of Arichus, that it's going back to a different Shaila, and the first Shaila is one thing, the second Shaila is the second thing. But the Pasha is the Pasuk, V'zelecho ois, ki anoich shlachticho v'yitzacha mitavnes lakim, is Madna, because it's reversing to say that for him. He wants an ois that he should go about doing it, and he gives him an ois. In the end, you'll see, if it happens, it's a riot of success. Good. The last Nekuda is when he told him, V'omli mashmoy ma'im aleihem. So Klal Yisrael is asking for what's Shmoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him Eke. So what's the pshat? They had a name. Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I was in the straw to them, and he used Kael Shaka, he used Alekim. So what's the problem with that? So he should have told him, you know, Alekei Avram, Alekei Yitzchak, Yaakov. He said, Shalchani Aleichem, what are they asking for new Shem? And if they're asking for the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it will be in a scale of them, it's going to be Yudkei Vavkei. That, I mean, Asad Lovay, it's on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Megal himself, Anoichi Hashem Eloikecha. So Hashem was the Shem Havaya, that was the Ika Shem. So Manashal, if they're asking him, who are we talking about? He has a name. Kael Shakai, as he was in Skala Tarovis, and they knew that name, or at least they had an idea of that name. If he's asking what's quote-unquote the real name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the real name should be Yudkei Vavkei Shem Havaya. What's this name of Erke that's stuck in over here? Al-Shem Ma, did he tell him the Shem Erke? Okay, let's try to understand it in a deeper way. Chazal say in Medrash Rabbah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Boino Elomos Umachrivon. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Bria, before he created the Bria, he tried a whole bunch of different Elomos, and it was Machriv them, and he said, Den Lo Yahanili, this didn't help, this is not the right one, this is not the right one. I told him to create this world, and it says, Den Ahanili. This is the world that's good for me, that works. That's clear, that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no such thing as Ta'usim. It's not the pshat that Chas V'Shalom Kaviyoch, there was a mistake, and this is, the pshat is it's a certain halach in the Bria that it has to be that way, like Choshe comes before Or and so on. There was a certain inyan where there would be a Dov Shalom, and it would fall apart, a Dov Toiv would fall apart, until he came to the right thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're told that there's such a mitzias, Bal Korchach, it has some sort of cash at us. I mean, we don't know. Malafonim, you're not allowed to ask. What was before? There is no answer what was before. The only before that we're told is a before that has some cash at us. Before those olamas, what was? It's not. There's no mokum for a barnash to have any cash to that before. So when it tells us that the Olamos HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machriv, then Bal Korchach, there's something there that is within our framework of existence. It's worlds that were Charev, it's before our existence, but somewhere along the line it's Kosher. More so, the Zohar says, Zohar Boy says, that Paroi was Do'ich Lei, those Nitzoytzes. In other words, the fight was Paroi tried to crush those Nitzoytzes of Kedusha that were around from those worlds, And that was his antagonism to Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael kill was betakenet, and Paro was do'ich death. He was trying to crush those nekudas ketusha and so on. And the hezbe added on by later is that's because Paro is oimid ba'irif. Oirif is oisis Paro. Kneged the shem eke. That's the lashon given by later ones in being masvid. That the reason why Paro tried to crush those nitzotzes and those in Yom Kedusha that were left from that korban in order to because this is the makom of Paro. The ra of Paro is that he stands by the oiref mul the shem of Eke. Zekeneged zeh zelumaseh. Let's try to explain it because this is betzem the heart of the nekuda. When a person is given everything good, a person is set down with everything the way it should be, and perfect and fine and good, then the person has no makom avoda. That's clear. You know, and that's the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with the nesiyonos and everything else, because a person has to earn his way. That's pashut. But there's a second side to it. A person who never had it himself a hasaga of anything good, anything chashiv. If I take someone who lives in the sticks, and that's his whole metzias, and he never saw a richer and a better life, so there is no reason why he should leave his metzias. This is his metzias. He's me'ofa atav alofa tashuv. This is his dalar amas of metzias. There is no way that he should have a shaychis to something bigger, better, nobler. Mechteisev. I mean, this is him, this is good, this is where he comes from, this is what he is, and this is where he'll be. In order to have the possibility that there be Bechira, not simply that he can be Bocha, but that there be a V'yisroita to Abonim Bekirboi, there has to be a Nekuda in him that's Shayach to something else. Not only that Shayach to something else, but something that is a real metzias in him that is of something else, bepoil, not only bekoyach, and those are the two koyaches in a person that will struggle. In other words, let's imagine a person was we gave one mashal, a person is an ani, but he was brought up in anios, he never saw ashiras and has no contact with ashiras. So there's no mokum sheifa in that ani to expand his metzias at all. Masha'in Kain, if the person was an usher that was Yerid Min Chasov, so at that Nekuda, the person is Nismalei, the person has in himself the Tam of Ashiris, the person has in himself his consciousness is a conscious of Ashiris, he is very, very aware of Ashiris, he has the Tam Ashiris in his mouth, in his mind, and the Anias around him is in great in contrast to it. And b'meila, it's the Ashira Shabbatoychai that pushes him out to struggle and become an usher. Or the person can see, he doesn't have to have been an usher, but he could look around him if he sees it some way. He sees it by someone else, he sees it advertised. So he has that nekuda, at least in Das and at least in Tfisa, and b'meila, there is a mark to be shayit. So whereas the person who was brought up in Anius and never saw anything else, theoretically, he has the Bechira to work himself up. But the Bechira needs a Vayesoytza about a Bechirboy. It needs two me's to fight with each other and to push. The lazy me says, sit and be happy with what you have. The ambitious me, that was Toyim Toyiv, says, no, there's a big world out there, and it's a beautiful world, and move a little bit, and hustle a little bit, and you'll get there. And B'meila, that's where the Koyach Bechira of Adam lies, and the Koyach of Aliyah. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what he did was he created worlds. Be'etzem, those worlds were much nobler than the world we have, much cheshiver, and they became charev because they couldn't be in such a metzias. What's left from those worlds is that nekuda of toiv that ki'ilu is embedded in our world and gives the makom she'ifa for toiv. It sort of is embedded in everything in the world, even in things that seem to be rachik, and that nekuda is pushing to try to get out and to become what it is. So the mitzias of that mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the Seder HaBriyas as follows. First create something that is very good. It's when it falls apart for whatever reason, then what's left of it is something that really was Toyim Toiv, something that really is a Metzias of Toiv. And then when it becomes part of the next world, so in that next world there's a restlessness, sometimes even a subconscious restlessness of Nikudis that knew that there's something better and is desperately searching and trying to get to that which it knew to be good. That is the Metzias of the Bria in the most in the most global way. The Adarizal says that was the Nekuda by Yetzias Mitzrayim. The world, even in the world that we know today, it started with Adam and Noach and Dara Mabul, Dara Floga, V'chulu. It also was a world of Alpayim, of Toyu. It was 2,000 years that became Charev. They were giants. Adam was a giant. All of them, the people were Anokim, but the world became Charev. And those Nekudas of Toiv that are a result of that are left over from that Churban, they were, Klal Yisrael is not the Pshat, it was supposed to start afresh and that's it, from scratch. If Klal Yisrael would start from scratch, it would have said Breishis Bara Avraham Avinu. This Breishis Bara, like Kim Shain Tzvartz, means that Torah is Koilel Mitchila Atzoiv. How? Not Bepoil. Bepoil, the world became wiped out before Avram. Before Avram, it doesn't have a real Hemshich. But the Nekuda, those Nekudas that were left over, Klal Yisrael became the vehicle for enacting them and realizing them and manifesting them. That's the way that Rizal explains the Inyan. And that's why it's called Ibur. Klal Yisrael was like a Ubav Me'imai, Chazal say, because those Nekudas of Klal Yisrael became those Nekudas of the world before Klal Yisrael are like Zera. They're just Nekudas with the thing itself, and it became Keilu. It became impregnated in Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael is the Uber that carries out those Nekudas. That is the Mahalach of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. That's the way the Goyen's Talmud, Rabbi Yisrael Zichov, explains the Rizal, and that's by Riches Mor. That's the Havon of it. So b'meila, the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim was a process of coming to of something develop of those. It was the beginning of that mahalach in the world, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped making the kudos. The nekudos were there already, and now they needed to find to become part of something and bring themselves out to light. So let's understand that a little bit. Let's try to go with that. The metzias of those nekudas are nothing but a nekuda. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it down to the bare minimum. And the mahalach of that, the avoida of that nekuda is to propel something forward to something that's beyond its metzias, to something that's a higher metzias. If you want to, let's give it a name. The Gemara says that the Torah names things al shema asid, chidekel and pras and bursif, the different places where the Gemara says it's a valid way of interpreting Torah al shema asid. In other words, there is an avoda in the bria today of al shema asid. There are things in the bria that have the mitzias now for what they are now, and there are halakim in the bria that have the mitzias al shema asid. And those halakim that have mitzias shemasid are those nekudas of just toiv, just like the zera of the av. The zera of the av doesn't have a mitzias of itself, whereas the woman, the woman's chalik, is the way the uber becomes a person, and the woman's chalik in hoylada is actually creating a hoiva. The man's chalik is the man carries himself asid, and in the world itself there are nekudas that are kulei toiv, buried very deep. They have no hoiva whatsoever, and that means they're buried in Ra, and in Rasha B'Ra, and every makom where there's something, there's such a nekuda, and that nekuda propels itself forward, al shema asid. That's the tzura of the Bria, and Yetzias Mitzrayim is the place where this came to head, this mahalach was the dam mahalach. That's the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Eker. Eker, the Zohar says, is Anos Zomin Lemehaven. I am preparing myself to be Megala myself. I am preparing myself to be. An Osid means that there's a Nekuda now, and this Nekuda is completely Behelim, but it's heading towards becoming. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megala that the ultimate Tachlis Rebriah, the ultimate Tachlis Rebriah was to take, if there would be no Nekudas of Asid, if everything would be Haiva, there'd be no change. If the whole Metzias Rebriah was what is, then how can something change? You are what you are. So how are we going to change? If everything was Kitikunai, then there's no Makam for change either. But the way there's a Makam for Rebriah to change is there is a Haiva, and that Haiva is Klipist, and it's Choshech, and it's Mitzrayim, and it's everything else. And inside it, there's an Akuda of Asidus, which the Shem Erke is the Shem of Asidus, and that's Zomin Lemehaveh. It's moving to become. That is the Mahalah. B'meila, the Akadosh Baruch Hu, they asked Moshe Rabbeinu, what name Akadosh Baruch Hu, Mashmoy. He couldn't give them the Shem Havaya because it wasn't there yet. He couldn't give them Lekei Avraham Lekei Yitzchak because that was gone already. They didn't have that anymore. The Rambam says, "Ukimat kot nela ma'iker agod lazer." The Rambam says in Avodah Zarah that they basically had kimat been oiker the iker of Yaakov Avinu, and Avos was gone as well. The only thing that left was a nekuda that could possibly become, and there was a new shem v'akadosh baruch that never was nizgala before, and in a sense, in a grand sense, won't be nizgala again. It's only in from galus to gula, and that was the shem eker. When a person is sleeping, it says, the Zohar says that there's a kusta de chiyus left over, there's a tiny drop of chiyus left over. When a person is sleeping, it's echmi shishi mimavis, and there's a tiny, it says the neshama goes up, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is done the neshama. So the Zohar says, if a person were to be nidan every day on how his day went, it wouldn't be too good for us. That's not a mahalach that can keep the world going. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is danas al shema asid. And with that, it says, and it's because of that a person is nitzel, the Zohar says. It's interesting, the chiluk. And then, so the Zohar says, maybe the Albedanim on the Rada is going to do? No. On that, there's a Hanhaga of Basher Usham. So there's a split between the Hanhaga of Basher Usham, Ra is nidon Basher Usham, and Toiv is nidon al Shema Asid. And the reason is because, in a chinami, in Ra there is no al Shema Asid. Ra is kulay hoive. Ra is what is, and la asid. That's the mahalach of Eke. That's only shayach to toiv. In general, in the mahalach of geula, it says oza yino kicholmim, that when the geula will come, the geulus will have been like a dream. So the pashta pshat you learn is because the tzaras will have been forgotten, it would have been like a bad nightmare, like a dream. That's the Pashto Pshat. There's a deeper nekuda here. Oza yino kecholmim means that geula will come as a realization of a dream. Geula is not the pshat, a person is in tzar and tzaras and everything is terrible and horrible, and pitom, everything's good. That's very nice. But then, that's not the geula from that golos. Then it's tam, things were bad, and all of a sudden things were good. So that means that Golos was a waste of time. There was 70 years of suffering, 100 years of suffering, 2,000 years of suffering. And those were years of suffering, and that's it. And there was no Avodah then. Everything was bad and not good and ra. And then it's good. So what was all that beforehand? The teretz is no. The teretz is that the Avodah in Golos is the Cholmim. The nekuda that a person is striving, there's a better metzias than now, that I can be more than I am now, that this is not the tzura of Klal Yisrael, that's the avoda b'shas golos. So ozini kecholmim means it'll be a realization of a dream, not that when it comes we'll realize this is what we were dreaming of all the time. So it's an awesome avoda. A person who's downtrodden, a person who is in Golus in every way, and he's Cholim on the Geula, so when the Geula comes along, then the Pshat is those dreams become his Avodah B'Shas Golus. I'm a Muska, I don't want to mark. Somebody was a Yid who lived in Russia for many years with tremendous Messias Nefesh, in the years before anybody was from, but also Messias Nefesh. And he came out in 70 and he made his son learned in the yeshiva, became a very, very big Talmud Chacham, he married a very Chashma Yeshiva's daughter. At the Sheva Brachas, he took out the newspaper, a newspaper clipping, a whole page written about this person in Russia, that how terrible this person is, what kind of terrible chinuch he gives his kids, he teaches them from Christ and religion, and the people should take the kid away from him. That was the end of the article. And he said, this person said with a pashtus, he said, I kept this, when I read it, I clipped it out and put it in my packet so that I'd be able to read it at a Sheva Brachas of my child in Yerushalayim. That was the person said, be pashtus. The avoid of being a choylem over there is le'ein erech deeper than being the oivid later. And hove hotalia. So the metzias of golus and gula is, the avoid of golus is to be a choylem and gula, to hold on to the nekuda that knows that it's better. In another metzias where this is, the same thing, if that's why you find in gula, it's a dove and nifla. If you look around Shemayna Esra, the brachas that we mispalta Kadosh Baruch Hu, the brachas that we mevakesh from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we say b'loshon bakasha, and then we either finish it stam. Atachon adas al neshbino chanim itchadei abino vaskel brachat eshachon adas. No, we ask from Kadosh Baruch Hu. We say you're the one who can give it. Please give it to us. Or you say that you want this, or you have the ability to do this. That's the tzura of chasimah of brachas. There's one exception. I mean, it's like Atah Shemeh Atvel Sanchei Sol Rachmi. We appeal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen out tefillahs, because you're the one who listens to tefillahs. So either we ask Stam, there's no real chasimah, we just ask for something we need, or we say because you're the one who can do it and so on. In HaTzemach Dovet Atchem HaTzemiach, we say, Kilishu Oscha Kivinu Kol HaYom, because we've been hoping for Yeshua all day. Well, that's not a reason to give. In other words, we're asking for it because we need it. We need everything. We were hoping for a fuah, for a bracha. The Torah says because in Yeshua, kivinu is, that is the avodah of semach David. The avodah of those in yonim is the tikkun. Fakat, when we speak about the ra, the first thing we say is v'lamalshinim or laminim, al di sikva. Before we go to crushing them, and sachniyim, and sashpileim, and semagen, and all those in yonim, the first thing you do is, they should not have a tikva. The difference between ra and toiv is, that toiv is the shoscha kivinu, and lashin malti sikva. Because ra exists always in the hoiva. There is no ra, and that's why a person is not needed on ra of tomorrow, because ra of tomorrow doesn't exist yet. Toiv of tomorrow exists, and that's the difference, that's the chilik between ra and toiv. The tkufa of Ibur is the same mahalach plays itself over in the tkufa of Ibur. The whole mitzvah is that it says a malach it teaches him Torah, and then he's mishakeach it. A person when the Chazal say when a person is a uba, there's an oyer, and he's seifa misseifa ilam at seifa ilam. The word is you. So what's the point of it all? I mean, what's the point of him being tzeifa misseifa ilam seifa ilam? What's the point of learning Torah and being mishakeach it? The Torah says someone who doesn't have in himself a tam of something bigger, of something nobler, could never realize it. He, what is he going to be shayef to? It's not in him. It's not his mitzias. It's only because Ibur is that kufa when we take a nekuda and place it into that. So the nekuda that's being placed into a person b'shas Ibur is the nekuda of seifa miseifa oilam at seifa oilam. The pshat is he's got a scope of kol oilam kuloi. And he's got the kol ha'tayra kulay, and then even if he shechech it, but the tam of it, the ability to have, the fact that he has a tam of it in his neshama, gives him the drive and the restlessness later to realize it. So you have the tkufa shein of a person when a person is sleeping. That's the metzias that there's a that keilu, that's his mitzias when he goes over to cholim. That's his mitzias when he's of, when it's the nekud in him that pushes, not the mitzias of now. The mitzias of on a larger scale is ibur, and the mitzias in a very, very broad scale is golus and gula. Let's go back to the Inyanim. That's the pshat. Vatal that vayizakol Hashem vatal shavosim elikim. The pshat is the tefillah of the real tefillah is shavo and not zaka. When a person is betzar and he screams for help, that's a reaction. That's a hoive. It's his metzias. It's he's there already, and it's not the real tzuras tefillah. I mean, Chazal call it a tefillah shav. And not only because it would require a nest to change it, but that's not the real tzura of tefillah. We once spoke a little bit about what tefillah is. Tefillah is called mave. Tefillah is the place where a person is shayef. The real tefillah is the expression of a person's potential, the expression of the she'ifa. In boyun to boyun, Adam is called mave. Mave means seeker, a searcher. So until that time, Klal Yisrael was dead. Klal Yisrael had no metzias of they were just avadim and nothing doing. So, but when it started hurting, there was zoyik and a zak as a davar chashuv. But what goes, the part of the tefillah that goes up is the shava, because that's al shema asid. The shava is al shema asid because the person anticipates what he wants and realizes the problem that's going to be there. When that happened, that was when Klal Yisrael was ripe for gula. When not only their scope was now, but the scope was what will be, that's that point they started becoming roya for gula. And Moshe Rabbeinu was niskala to them, and he said, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Zelecha o'is penach shachticha, tachsa har yavdu selkim, is faket. The ois of the kiyum of the shlichus b'shem erke never lies in the hoive. Afterwards, if the matan Torah, the shem of the hoive is the ikka. Right now, can he make a ois? Can he not make a ois? Before the geula, then the ois sphere of nevuah of every mahalach was always in the asid. We won't talk just a simit to make sure, but the nekuda where the nevuah has a kiyum is al shema asid, not al shema hoive. Somebody's misplaying a little bit. It's also the inyan why the difference between lifnei matan Torah and matan Torah, said over a few times through Rishonim and Nafshei Chaim, that lifnei matan Torah, lacha matan Torah, the tzivui always takes precedence over the to'elas. Lifnei matan Torah, the to'elas takes precedence over the tzivui. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was born between in an asuin that was also betzem mitzat Torah, because it was still ainu mitzvah isa. The Torah says once Torah is mizgala and the Shem Avaya is shalit in the world, a person is a mitzvah, and what is comes before what will be. The world is already in a mahalach of what is now. And what is the mitzias that's dominant. Lifnei matan Torah, the world was in the mode of anos zomin lemehavi. I'm going to go somewhere. And b'meila asidus took precedence over hoiven. To'elus and tachlus took precedence over emtsoi and hoiven. That was the mitzias. In a lot of eifanim it's negiah to a person, a lot of different ways. But first of all, a person, a lot of times, on one hand, is desired to learn things that are above him, to see things. Someone's asked me, and Betzim I asked myself, you learn Mesil Sisharim. I mean, the first perek is not to do any averes. The second perek, the second chelik is to do all the mitzvahs. And that's like the first two. So what's the point of going weiter? Ketusha and Taira and Precious and all those yonim. Like, where to? I mean, no one's going to get past the first two. So the Teretz is, there is a chelik of lemaisa of working with the hoiva, and the working with the hoiva, you have to be realistic and say this is what I do and this is what I can do and this is what I will do, and so on and so forth. But then there's a nekuda where a person has to bring in himself a nekuda of she'ifa. The person can only strive for that which he knows, for that which he's aware. The more he's aware of that he has in him, understanding that there should be nekudas in a person's life of tzeifa misoifa ilam and tzeifa ilam are as important as the nekudas of avodat ha'hoivim. Because a person cannot go further than where he's tzeifa. Had he not had kol ha'torah kula, he could never learn kol ha'torah kula. Had he not seen the world misoifa ilam and tzeifa ilam, he could never go there, because what's pushing him there? It's not something that's part of his conscious. So a person has to understand that in avodah, And in Geula, and in Avoda, a part of Avoda, whether it's years in a person's life, whether it's inyan that a person learns, whether it's tkufas that a person tells to something hecha, a person is able to take time out of his life in different periods to grow. You answer that, but it's not going to be a hemshich. But a person's hemshich is only as good as those nekudas that are bigger than the person. Those nekudas that don't have a mitzias, but they're much higher than the present mitzias. Without a shem of eker, they're not going to be a shem of avaya. And then a person has to understand also that there are tkufis in life, and that tkufis in a person's mitzias, where holding on to a chalom is an avaya rapsa. If the person gives up on the chalom, then he's not going to go someplace. He's not going to reach the b'shuv Hashem v'shivas tzion. When a person reaches shuv Hashem v'shivas tzion, so lemafreya he realizes that the avoda till that point was avoda of chalom. It's an avoda to maintain a chalom, and laila is the zman of chalom because that's the zman. Laila is the zman of chalomis, and there's a difference in Gemara between chalom of boik and chalom of laila. Laila's is a man of heroin. It says a person shouldn't be niskak lishtoi b'yoyim because the malach of heroin is balayla. All the inyanim in the world that have shaykhs to eke, to nazomim have a laila's that's man. So, in a real sense, it's harder sometimes for a person in those manim to hold on to it. But what will determine a large extent to where the person will grow when there's b'shuv Hashem tzion is to the diagram that he was a chaylo before him. Shabbos.
Sure, but over there it's I guess because it's already at rate and shayish, that should be the tefillah. If there's nothing there, so then there can't be a. It's only a tefillah of ratio, like you mentioned, like that said. Yeah, it's we see his shayish, his detail. There's no ratios of prayer, so there's no mocking from his present.
Yeah. Why did Dr. Nikai Sogodan do the Zion?
Because the cat